Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, a sophisticated inheritance scam has been targeting members of the Irish diaspora. Fraudsters claiming to be Irish solicitors have been contacting victims with such apparent plausibility that it's come to the attention of and prompted a warning from the Legal Services Regulator. Well, I'm joined by Dr. Brian Doherty, the Chief Executive Officer at the Legal Services Regulatory Authority. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you for having me.
Can you just describe for us how exactly this scam works?
Two main methodologies have come to light. The first is an unsolicited email to the victim from the fake law firm purporting to be a lawyer in an Irish law firm who'd been searching for relatives of someone who's left, died intestate, and they're trying to find those people that might be entitled to claim on the estate. Direct the person to the fake law firm website as a way of establishing bona fides, and the layer upon layer on plausibility. The second methodology is even more sophisticated. What we've had is victims who are on dating websites are contacted by a female. They start up, build up a rapport, and then over time, the female reveals that they've inherited money themselves and are travelling to Ireland in order to unlock the money, whether it be shares, stocks, in some cases diamonds, but that they need financial assistance in doing so. And then they direct the victim to the fake law firm the fake law firm website. And from there, it starts a sophisticated attempt to defraud the victim, asking for small amounts of money and then building up to larger amounts. So we put a warning up on our website to indicate the fake websites that we've identified to date involved in those scams or similar scams.
And Brian, what sort of money are people losing in these scams?
Well, we've had one victim with in the tens of thousands, and one with a substantially bigger figure than that. Some of the figures could be described as eye-watering.
And when it comes to the people they're targeting, how do they go about finding people?
Well, it's not clear to us at this point what the methodology is as to how they're targeting. What we have seen is that they're emailing people to work addresses that may not be the normal addresses used by those people. So not personal email addresses. In one instance, they got to someone's work address that they didn't think was publicly available or widely known. So there is a sophisticated method in which they're actually targeting those people. And these are not the kind of emails you see in your spam folder. You know, they're badly, the ones in your spam folder badly spelt. They're not bespoke to the person. These are emails that seem to, that looks personal to the person receiving them. Their first name is used, and later, whenever they reveal the name of the person who's deceased, that name, they use the same second name. So it's quite sophisticated, and the websites themselves are quite sophisticated. They look real from the outset. The fake law firms have customer reviews. There's loads of legalese jargon that might make you think that they're real. The addresses of the fake law firm lead to real places, and sometimes they lead to mixed office spaces or streets where real law firms exist. In one instance, we have one of the fake law firms used an air code that led to a real law firm. They've used names that are very, very similar, just slightly different spelling to existing law firms. So just layer upon layer of adding to the plausibility in order to pull off the fraud.
And how can people go about trying to find out what's real and what's not here?
Well, I suppose one of the main messages, and this is in Citizen Information Web Aware, is be aware of any unsolicited contacts that come out of the blue. And if any deals that you're offered that seem too good to be true, generally are. But also, every solicitor and every solicitor's firm is listed on the Law Society website, lawsociety.ie. They have a searchable find a solicitor function on there. If it relates to barristers, then LSRA, www.lsra.ie, has the role of practicing barristers. If the barrister's purporting to be a member of the Bar of Ireland, they have an app, and you can check to see who's entitled to provide legal services through all of those. As well as that, if anyone has a concern, they can email us and the LSRA the lsra-inbox@lsra.ie, and we'll do what we can to see if the firm's real or not.
And when it comes to trying to track down the scammers at the moment, is there much that can be done about that?
Well, our remit is around delivery of legal services, so our remit's around regulating lawyers. But whenever these have come to our attention, we've engaged with anyone that we can. So we've engaged with the Gardaí, local law enforcement, where the scam may have taken place or where the victim has lived, to see what can be done. In one instance, one victim was able to recover some money through their bank because of just by the manner in which the money had been transferred, the bank protections were able to claw some of that money back. But the main advice would be, if you've been the victim of fraud, contact law enforcement, contact the Gardaí, contact law enforcement wherever you are, and contact your bank immediately.
And I suppose, Brian, there might be many people who think that, well, that's not something that would happen to me. I couldn't fall for it. But as you've been saying, it is quite a sophisticated operation.
Well, several of these victims that we've engaged with started from a position of disbelief. Their first response to the scam email is, this is a scam. But it is so sophisticated when they're referred to a website that looks genuine, whenever these scammers can produce fake passports, fake insurance documentation, fake certificates that purport to allow them to practice law. So I know you might start with opposition, but this is much more sophisticated than that misspelled email, as I said, that ends up in your spam folder and you can easily ignore.
Okay, Dr. Brian Doherty, Chief Executive Officer with the Legal Services Regulatory Authority. Thanks very much.